guys, I'm Daddy Freeze.
What's my name?
It's live and dangerous with Daddy Freeze. Well, welcome to Nigeria Info. We've got Playback Mondays, Relationship Tuesdays, Wild Wednesdays, and Rough and Raw Thursdays. News, relationship, intimacy, heartbreak, political facts, breaking news, my opinion. Yes, my annoying opinion. While you have the opportunity to call me up and discuss live on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Live and dangerous with Daddy Freeze. 10 p.m. till midnight, Monday through Thursday. Let's talk.
The Supreme Court basically said the only type of register the law recognizes is paper-based.
News.
The Senate has condemned the proposed siting of 20 projects in Lau local government area of Taraba.
Sports.
Goal number two for Liverpool, and the champions are ahead for the first time in this game. Second earlier, he dropped a clanger, and this time he's wiped the slate clean.
That's what we do. We are 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
I be king, I'm the best my generation never seen. I came suddenly, I be like never be. I never since, I never miss. I be smashing, I be killing everything. From Ikeja to Oju, a letter bridge. To the many places that I've never been. Remember this, I'm a king, I'm a legend in the making, I'm a champion. I'm a king, I'm a legend, and I'm a champion.
I be finding silver lining where the mother said I need patience in due time, and I be reclining by design. I've been grinding for my needs. What a whip to give my nephew, put them diamonds on my knees. Shining so dope that I purchased 88 keys for mama to play a song and call her ADHD. With this baby face fine, yeah, them really hate me. Get them belly aches, love them waist deep. Every occasion, I put money in safe keep. Very impatient, be on time when you pay me. Very evasive when they hating what they see. Make me a nation, then they crown me as their king. Bell rings and then my hands are raised. MGM Grand Mandalay. Envy him now while my victory has just begun. Yeah. When you see me, just know you looking at a champion.
Champion. I'm a king. I'm a legend in the making. I'm the average boy from the average streets with an empty pocket and a bag of dreams. Many things my eyes don't see. Many tears my eyes don't bleed. Through the rise and fall, I made it to the top. You no get anything when you want to.
You're listening to Champion. It's owned by Fireboy DML and Deep Smoke teamed up with him to make this a success, and it's off the album Apollo, released in the year 2020. Welcome to the show, Life and Dangerous with Daddy Freeze. And I go by the name of Dad Blessing. Good evening. How are you? First, good evening, Daddy Freeze.
Good evening, Ada.
Ada.
Ada, the blazy.
Ada.
Ada.
Oh, wow.
Ada. The Blazy. How are you, Blazy?
I am fine. Everything good?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm just happy.
Okay.
I'm good. I just hit 460K followers on Facebook.
Oh, nice.
104K YouTube.
Awesome.
776 IG. Main account, backup account, 65K.1. The Lord is good.
Congratulations. Congratulations, Daddy Freeze. So,
oh, thank you. It's only Edmund's birthday, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Ubana gave him 5 million naira and 6 cows.
Awesome.
Hey. When are we going to reach that level?
When are we what?
When are you and I going to reach that level, Ada?
Just turned to an entertainer. He said he's not a blogger, he's an entertainer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, life is hard.
But
anyway,
I think he deserves the love,
telling you about my boring life. Let's go into the nitty gritty of today. Quite a lot is going on.
Okay.
Are you aware things are going on?
Tell me.
Let us start with, do you know a man called Abdusalami Abubakar?
Abdusalami Abubakar.
Yep. Ever heard that name before?
I don't think so.
Oh, wow, Ada. Just tell your man. Nigerian head of state.
Oh.
Immediately after.
Oh, yeah. Abubakar. And you don't add the Abdusalami now. I got confused.
Is Abdusalami not his name?
I forgot the Abdusalami. I remember the Abubakar. No. Call all Daddy Freeze. I remember the Abubakar. I know it was after Sani Abacha that Abubakar. I see.
Ada.
Mm-hmm.
Lahi talahi. They never born you that time.
Daddy Freeze, how old do you think I am? Anyway, let's not talk about my age. Let's get straight to the topic.
Ada.
Well, Daddy Freeze, let's talk about Abdusalami Abubakar, please.
He said increase in petrol price will push more Nigerians into poverty. Do you agree?
What's there to debate about? That's the honest truth. You're increasing it for who to buy? People that are currently broke? Increase it in a country where there is no money? How do they get that? And then when it's expensive, the common man, how do they move from one place to the other? How do they transport goods? Product? How? Now, wow.
Wow. Wow. Anyway, let's open up the phone lines. What do you guys think? Petrol increase now. Does that make sense?
Now. Why do I feel like playing Michael Jackson's All I Want to Say Is That They Don't... Okay, 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Ladies, let's talk. I mean, it affects everyone. So dial the number 0146571900. Hello. Sorry about that. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello, Jesu.
Good evening.
Good evening, Jesu Lokoye.
Daddy Freeze, good evening. He just left, right?
No, he's here.
He's here. Okay, then.
Network
see,
shaking.
The fact is, you said it already. All I want to say is that they don't really care about...
I did not say anything, though. No.
You didn't say anything. Okay, I said it.
You didn't
say anything. All I want to say is that they don't really care about us. What do they want to do? And someone still called day before yesterday to still say, you are talking of insecurity. If they do well, they should rate them. Nonsense.
Just to look, yeah. You might disagree. I'm not stopping you from talking. You might disagree with someone, but
this
don't
one
call,
is nonsense.
Don't use the platform to call anyone nonsense. Please don't use the platform to call anyone nonsense. Please.
No.
Disagree
what I'm
with people politely.
Why would he come for me? For what? Said disappointed
go
in Jesu Lokoye. For what?
Don't insult anyone.
I just kept quiet. Okay, what does he mean by telling me that?
In Jesu Lokoye, my network affected me a bit.
Is that?
Daddy Freeze is asking you about who made the statement.
It was Mohammed. Yes.
Mohammed and Jesus are fighting on the radio.
Nice. Daddy Freeze.
Okay. Don't let us even fight. The thing is, these people have failed in everything.
You to scatter now.
They have failed. If they increase this
in
thing
everything,
now.
In everything?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. What have you gained? Wait, let me ask you. You, what have you gained since this government came in?
A lot.
What have you gained?
Constant power supply, good roads.
You said?
Constant power supply.
Good roads.
Good roads.
Then security.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sufficient food.
We can see. Yeah. I understand. They are doing well.
Of course.
But for me, I think what you've gained is what I've gained also. Good roads.
Why are you complaining?
No, I should not be complaining. Anyway, let them do whatever they want to do.
Do whatever.
Some of us right now.
Really?
Yes. They are going next year. You get. So we can't wait for them to leave. God will keep all of us by God's grace. We shall see. They will not see the end of us. We will be the ones to see the end of them.
Oh, wow.
At the end of the day. Yes. 2023 is near. There's nothing they've not done. We will survive. Nigerians are used to it. We will survive it by God's grace.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Jesse Lopeye. Hello. Hello.
My name is Asima. Calling from Kodu.
Welcome, dear.
Yeah. Well, increasing the fuel prices is not a good idea.
Why?
At all. I live in the mainland. I work at Lekki. For me to transport myself from mainland to Lekki, I'm living at Osun. I use ferry. I spend 1,000 naira to cross that sea, and I'm receiving 60,000. How do you want me to survive? So life is not that easy on poor people like that. Why would they increase the fuel price again? Before lockdown, I paid 600 naira to cross the water. Now I'm spending 1,000 naira because there's not even automobile workshop in Ikorodu that I can work on. So it is not a good idea at all. Thank you.
All right, Jay. Thanks for calling. Hello.
Good morning.
Good evening, Mr. Frank.
Good evening. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Daddy, please, good evening. You see, when I heard this thing on the news, I thought they said that Abubakar said that you thought increase the fair price.
That's what he said.
Okay, they should not increase it.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, as in, did they want to increase it before?
I think to say they should not increase it, it means they probably want to. 4-7-9
They increase gas price to 800, 750, 800. We are buying it. We did not die. We are buying dollar for 600, 700. We survive it. They like. Sell fuel 1 liter 500. We will buy it. The shame will be upon them. And when they sell it still quarter the next 1 year, they will pack their load and their let me just respect myself. Okay. The everything and go.
Okay.
Now I remember that Abubakar, that guy was saying, because that day I called return. My call was not picked because I was reasoning Mohammed, Bari. I was reasoning Mohammed Abubakar. I was like, so your brother is doing all these things and you're supporting him and you want us to support him. You are saying if you agree in what this old man is doing, we should appreciate the thing Pepe me, I wish you would call again today and say something. I will come up personally for him. Bye bye.
Okay.
I like the way Frank says bye bye. Nothing as soon as you're always talking bye bye.
Daddy Freeze, of everything he said, you're picking on his bye bye.
Bye bye. Mohammed and Jesus.
Please let's not have this conversation.
Four of them. For live and dangerous.
The ones in Lagos, please be specific.
Yes, so.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Toby, calling from Ogun State.
Go ahead, Toby.
Ada, you said that there's a constant power supply to this government.
Hmm.
And there's good roads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Ogun State, the road is bad, very, very bad. And yeah, we have not have lights this morning. I say that there's constant power supply.
You're not seeing it.
Yes?
You're not seeing the good roads that we have in the country.
Power supply in government.
Where?
You're not.
I'm living at Ogun State, and there's no good road in Ogun State.
Don't worry. It will soon get there.
It will soon get there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling us that there's a good road. We'll soon get there. Alright, so.
Yeah.
And in the increasing of petroleum, it will affect people a lot. Because all the Moto, Okada, Kekemorua, all of them will increase their prices.
Mm.
And they are for people. And like for those people, like Weta, all those people, and because there's no permanent power supply, so they have to increase their own money for the job also.
Wow.
And you just see that.
Okay, yes. Dear.
Because before we are waiting, the thing of 500 now is up to 2,000 naira.
Hmm.
Our area now. So increasing the petroleum price now. So just imagine from the 2,000 naira, how will it be?
Wow. Alright, thanks for calling.
Good night.
Good night. Daddy Freeze, is it just me? Or you're also experiencing good roads, constant power supply, sufficient food, security, free education?
At the government, they have power and they are supplying it. You understand?
I do.
Light Namdi Kanu some power. I'm not there. I just know counting before I go put myself inside trouble.
I am saying what I am seeing, though. And also, you're talking about somebody that is offending people with... Namdi Kanu offending us with Fendi. Awesome. Nigeria should just be on Netflix.
Adama.
Hello.
Good evening, Adama, my comrade.
Welcome, comrade. Come on.
Yes, look here, my friend. You're supposed to know how to absorb criticism. That is why this show is...
this criticism
is... like very... Mr. Frank.
Daddy Freeze is okay, please.
Are you hearing me, Adam?
Of course, we can hear you.
You are right.
Frank, now you don't talk to me. You say, if they like, but they increase them. Tomorrow night, you go say Nigeria youth and the women, they are collecting Tata shit. Now, what is the criteria of increasing fuel? Is it on the road? Is it constant lights? Is it 100 companies that have shut down from 2015 May till now?
Hmm.
What are they increasing fuel for? Whereby we have gold in Zafara. Whereby we have land that can produce 35 exporting Abi, exporting products. Whereby we have lives in Abakaliki. Whereby how God have blessed us to allow us to harness a flat. You don't want. You want to increase fuel. For what? For what, right? And are you hearing me?
Yeah, loud and clear. We can hear
Ada,
you.
Ada Abdusalam Abubakar is one of the person that handed over to Obasanjo when I that Nigeria can rest, and he's one of the people that wrote with the people of Nigeria, which my grandfather and my papa, who was born 1940 May 25, was launched when the right constitution, we the people of Nigeria, the constitution that is given us, and they spotted his aircraft at the helicopter dropping guns for bandits last year. That is who Abaka is. Thank you very much.
Comrade. Hello? Can you speak up?
Hello, this is Victor from
Ikorodu. Hello.
Hello, this is Victor from Ikorodu.
Okay, Victor.
Yeah, thank you very much. See, please just play that Green Democracy for us. Let's enjoy. All these people, they are just dead.
Okay.
So, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, are you hearing me?
Now we can.
Play that Democracy, that Green. Just play for us. Let us enjoy.
If we have
not doing anything.
If we have it, we'll push play to it. Thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Just like what you're calling about.
Okay.
See, second to this, not this person. Second to this caller. Not Comrade Kovoko.
Mm.
The person that calls in, maybe the person didn't get the sarcasm honest.
Obviously.
Because I started laughing.
Obviously.
He did not get it. It was only sarcasm. We all know, even the blind can see what's going on in Nigeria. So, there's nothing like that, you get. But for my own part, I'm seeing what you said. The good roads, the security, everything, the good light, how it's going, I'm seeing.
Awesome. One great country that we have. Hello? Everything.
Hello, Ada.
Yes, hello.
Ada, my love.
Happiness.
Greetings to you.
Good evening, dear.
Hi, is my daddy.
He's here. Let me sound like
I greet him. Well, I can see that he's here. Really catching phone with his teeth. He's really having fun, having a nice time.
Mm-hmm.
Ada, back to the topic. Ada, these people are not nice at all. Hey? They are saddies, though. They just have the way of making people sad. They wake up one morning and take decisions that will make everybody sad. Ada, these people, in fact,
how is
let
the
them
decision
do and go.
Saddening?
Hello?
How is the you decision said? Saddening? They're just increasing fuel. They just want to, or they might increase fuel price. Don't you think that's them generating revenue for the country?
Yes. Which revenue? These people, they are overwhelmed. They don't know what to. They lack ideas. They are tired.
Wow.
Mm? Ada, they just want to make themselves miserable, not us. Ada, have a lovely night.
Okay, dear happiness. Thank you very much for calling. Oh dear. Hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Yes. Good evening. What's your name?
This is Godwin from Lekki.
Okay, Godwin.
You see, Nigerians, they should open their eyes, okay? I think it was last year.
Oh, dear. You know what, Godwin, if you can, give us a call back. It's right about now. We have bills to pay and we'll be back in a moment.
Mall of Fame Nigeria presents the E-Tourism Business Awards and Conference.
The E-Tourism Business Awards and Conference.
The biggest tourism conference coming out of Africa, bringing together tourism stakeholders from around the world.
Date, February 1st to 2nd.
February 1st to 2nd.
2022. Venue, BWZ Hotel, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria.
Theme, digitization of tourism channels through e-commerce solutions.
Endorsed and supported by World Tourism Association of Culture and Heritage, Australia.
Center for Medical Tourism Research, United States.
Good Tourism Institute, Netherlands.
Africa Union.
Center Smart Tourism, Kazakhstan. Sterling Bank PLC. IBST Media.
BWC Hotel.
Nordic Hotel. For exhibition and sponsorship, please call 090-6148-5066. Email sponsorships at mallofilmnigeria.com. It promises to be epic.
Supported by Cool FM and Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
Hi, welcome back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Life on Dangerous with Daddy Freeze and Ada Blessing. Tonight on the show, we're talking about what Abdusalami Abubakar said. According to him, he's warning against the increase in fuel price. Former head of state, General Abdusalami Abubakar, retired, has warned against an increase in fuel price. Speaking at the 19th Daily Trust Dialogue in Abuja, he said an increase in fuel price will push millions of Nigerians into poverty. We're asking you tonight of your take. Are you in support of this statement or against it? 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Good evening. What's your name?
I'm Shego.
Okay, Shego. Welcome.
Calling from Satellite.
Okay. Go ahead, please.
The country is tiring, as everybody has said.
Really? How?
Increased fuel at this stage. It happened during Jonathan time that I wanted to increase. January that it happened. Was it 2000 and... I couldn't remember that year. That all of us came outside and... You know, should not just happen because everywhere is we are going to shut everything down.
What? How?
Yes.
Is that
because you that's not what they promised us before they got him. Yeah. They said they were going to reduce. He said it. Well, we are all at this park then. That when Jonathan wanted to increase that stuff, we're all against it.
So how do you think you're going to hold them accountable for what they said, the promise they made to you years back?
You said what?
How do you think you're going to hold them accountable for the promises they made last years back?
How are we going to hold them accountable for that? How are we going to do that now? They are not allowing us to talk. If you protest, it's going to be war. They are going to shut us up. So how do we make them accountable? Even the people at the Senate, they are not doing anything.
What I want to know.
No light, no nothing. I'm in the darkness now. No light, no road, no anything. What are they producing? What is Nigeria producing? No oil. We have oil. We can't refine it here. We have to take it out. And they will bring it in again. How does that sound? Eh? In a country that God has blessed. Nothing. No, nothing that we can boast of. We are just increasing the sufferings of the masses. Eh? And then what are we going to do now? Are we going to kill ourselves? Hello?
Oh dear. Yeah, we are here.
Yeah, are we going to kill ourselves? Of Look course, at this man now said he wants to contest next year. Me, I vow I will never in my life vote in Northana. I'm telling you, because I voted for this man.
Is it about
because they are drawing us back.
What if
no matter how that Northana is, no matter how brainy he is,
I will never vote
in Northana in that presidency. We need somebody else. Even from the east, we need somebody from the east.
Why are you sure that someone from the east will actually
because deliver they listen, the country? They listen to the cry. They listen to the cry of the man. They have conscience. Not only they don't have conscience. There was something that happened
to other people.
If you hit one of them, they don't want to know what is happening. They will just come.
You can't say that
themselves.
Everywhere they have good and bad people.
Yes, we know, but exactly. It's more with them. Look at the way they are killing themselves.
This is stereotyping. No, you can't do that.
This is prejudice. No,
you can't do that.
It's not right.
At all. You might not like an individual, but I mean, don't stereotype. There are good people from that tribe. Okay, 0700-993-993-993. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Hello.
Hello? Hello?
Please turn off your radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. What's your name?
Are you... I came from Mogba.
Okay.
It's like these people, there's a great disconnect between the government and the people, honestly.
What do you mean?
They don't know what we are going through. That's why somebody will be talking about increment of fuel price by this time. The refineries are not functioning. What is the rationale behind, the logic behind extracting crude from here and taking it overseas to produce? The byproducts that comes with the final products, there are many about 32. Those ones are not accounted for. Now, wow. They don't know. People are hungry. There is despondency. There is dissolution. There is people are impoverished. They don't seem to know. Where they are looking for second essence. I'm sorry.
No.
You see kidnapping, you see security all over the place, and they are still thinking of increase of price of fuel. Eh? Wow.
Okay. Thank you. Hello? Hello, good evening. Okay, kindly call back if that was you. Hello.
Ada.
Welcome back, comrade.
Chief, Omejibo. Number 6, Olewojibo.
What's
that? Yes, Omejibo, comrade. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go on.
Ada, I sent my wife that I want to chop yam and the egg because I've been chopping wood and the chicken since Christmas. My wife bought a yam. 1,002. The year why I bought 300 naira 2 years ago. Aka. Even like make I send my wife. Make you go return.
Wow. Why?
Something is happening. Are you hearing me?
Hmm.
And beggars that are under Songo Bridge are 220 million. Somebody asked me, say, how many will come to Nigeria? I said, go and check your data. Other people are hungry. Other people are suffering. Somebody is telling me it's a fuel subsidy, maybe intending to be increased. Are you hearing me?
Subsidy. Okay.
There are no lights. On the road, we are seeing thousands over the gate when we enter Keke. Nothing is working in. And that one man called to say they are looking for the second NSAS. And that second NSAS, let me go lead them. I swear with my life. No. Let me go lead that second NSAS.
No, we're not doing that. Thank you, comrade, for calling. Good evening, Adele and Daddy Freeze. May God help us all. Increasing the fuel price will quickly put Nigeria in great torment because the price of everything will be multiplied even by 7. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening. What's your name?
Good evening, Ada.
Good evening, dear. What's your name?
I'm Godwin.
Okay.
Calling back.
Yes, welcome back, Godwin.
I want to say that last year, a woman of God called, said that because people don't open their eyes, that they don't have spiritual eyes to
yes,
see what the president
has
done.
I remember that caller.
So, pardon?
Yeah, I remember the call. Go on.
Yes. Uh-huh. So, I want to say that Nigerians should open their eyes. So, because if they do not open eyes, they won't see what the president has done.
So,
okay.
Currently, our eyes are closed.
Yes, are blind, spiritually.
So, how do...
that woman of God. Yes.
You are touching God? Okay. So how do we open our eyes? Because I think I am also blind. Not that I'm not seeing the good things they are doing, but sometimes partial blindness. So how do we open our eyes, or how do people open their eyes?
We open our eyes.
How?
Spiritually.
Exactly.
Spiritually. By prayer.
Oh.
According to...
Okay. So I walk into my house, there is no light. I pray to see light.
Yes. That's it.
Awesome.
Mm.
Okay, life hack. Thank you very much for sharing.
Okay,
bye bye. Okay, bye, dear.
Wow.
He was just being sarcastic, obviously.
Are you?
Yeah, he was. He chuckled at the end. Yeah, he was. You remember that lady that called in here to say that?
Yes, now.
Mm-hmm. So we should open our spiritual eyes. Let's say they increase the prices of fuel. I want to go out and I'm seeing my fare about 3,000 naira. I should just close my eyes, pray, and see the good in that. Awesome. Kenny from Ijegun. It's a very welcome development. The fuel pump price and the NEPA tariff plan coming on the way. Both the policymakers, major marketers, and the independent marketers are the beneficiaries of the incoming hike in fuel pump price. I am so happy because both the supporters, both myself and the supporters of this government, are going to suffer together. Nobody will be left out. By next election, we shall get sense by force, or else we shall remain where we are. What a backward country. No single refinery working at 70% optimum capacity. Hello?
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 I'm sorry, I'm calling back again. Hello?
Yeah.
You see the gullibility, the level of gullibility of Nigerians.
How?
How we are, like you said, there is no light in your house, and you are walking into your house. You should close. You should walk close and open your eyes and begin to pray. Adi,
he was just being sarcastic. Hey,
hello.
He was just being sarcastic.
He was just being sarcastic.
Yes.
Where does sarcasm come into? How does it come into this now? When we should be practical about whatever we are doing, and that's why these people are taking us for granted. We have too many known, though.
Please tell us.
Hello.
How do we practicalize all this? How do we do it?
How do we do it?
Mm-hmm.
We have to put our feet down
and vociferously, vehemently reject this. Let them know that we are not in tandem with their obnoxious policies, and that they are driving us into poverty. Honestly, unanimously, we should stand up against this. Don't have life, you don't have job, you are dying every day through insecurity, you are kidnapping ritualists everywhere, and you are talking about sarcasm. What is sarcastic about this? Yeah, they will take you for a ride now. They will take you for people that are never serious in life. But this life is one, no. Okay. It's not two. Once you are gone forever.
All right. Thank you. Hello?
Madam Morgan.
Welcome back, Mr. Frank.
What somebody said is what that person said, though. There is nothing like sarcastic, though.
No, this caller was, but the lady that called, hello.
We open our eyes to see what Buhari is doing.
Yes, he said it, but he was, hello.
How do you say that?
He wasn't the original person that dropped the statement. It was a lady. So he was just throwing it out there.
No, this is what he said. If he doesn't
no way. He didn't.
Somebody, you should...
Mr. Frank,
now, okay, did he say sarcasm?
I understand
what
that.
What he said is what I hear.
Were you listening when he called him first? Hello, were you listening? He
That's why I called now.
Exactly, he mentioned
did
the
he
lady. He mentioned the lady that said that, and then he said it, and in between he was giggling, and then he chuckled.
No,
at the end
of the conversation. I can never take that. He did not say 5. He did not say 10. He said that we should open our eyes.
He was just being sarcastic, Mr. Frank.
You are the one saying sarcasm. And what I want to tell him is this. If he is supporting them, there is no problem. Maybe one of his daughters is friending one APC member.
Nah, Mr. Frank, I'm not going to let you say that, all right? Please. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good evening.
Yes, this is
Mazude. Hello.
Hello, this is Mazude.
Mazude.
Yes.
Mazi, welcome.
Yes, I want this guy, Frank Ojarawa, to understand with closer mind. That man is sarcastic. He's talking sarcastic. He doesn't mean anything. He means what he says. His mind is open. He knows that something good is not coming out. Don't you hear how the man is talking about it? It's simple now. The man is not in support of that nonsense. Okay? Not that you say the man is saying that what God is doing is good. No. He's talking about what somebody said yesterday. I didn't hear it, but that's what it's meaning. So, Frank should be listening to somebody whenever he's talking. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hello?
Now, Adam goes in.
Good evening, Mr.
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
This one that I call my call now. This will be the final call for this show today. I am wishing. Because of I'll be calling since 10 something.
Oh dear, sorry about call. That.
I know this is your final one. If I
no, no, with you, now, you can't say that.
Huh?
Welcome, Mr. Zuike.
No, I know what I'm saying. Because of some people have been calling three times or four times, you'll be picking. There is somebody that have not called one, you cannot pick. So let me just call this one and go and sleep. Good evening.
Good evening,
I'm so much excited on you. Because whatever you get to be on air on this live and dangerous, it's only making points for Nigerians. So coming to what Abubakar have just said about the APC federal government said that they wanted to increase square foot price. If they're in life, let them increase because of there's nothing this APC left federal government can do now that can be a new thing to me. They have started the joining and they would want to end the joining as they first started the joining. When President Mohamed Buhari took over from Goodluck Jonathan and they started getting worried about bad economy, the only way that I'm so much that Buhari will not do anything that will give me a joy is because if it seems that he is the Minister of Petroleum and we have many refineries, ignoring that opportunity, of being the Minister of Petroleum and be the President of this country. So this one, that means that there is something behind. It don't come to not come to Nigeria for Nigeria to survive. It comes to wicked Nigeria. Let us be just watching him. We have only five months to leave office. God can help us to bring an energy candidate. The only thing that I can urge Nigerians to do in this APC electoral government, let it be a lesson for every one of us against 2023, so that this thing that happens to us will not happen to us again. Are you hearing me, Adal?
We can hear you.
Okay, that's really sad, I tell Nigeria. And this is my call. I want to go and sleep. I know that my call will not pass through again.
We'll take your call. Do well to call back, all right?
Trust me. I know you
are.
Thank you
very much for calling. I'll take your call. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Just look for you very much.
Just how do you do this? Now, Mr. Azubi, don't take his call and I take yours a couple of times.
No. Am I the only one? It is common with the chiefs. You understand? I don't know how we the chiefs do it, but we just do it. Right? Daddy Fritz.
Chief Jesu.
Yeah?
Chief Jesu.
It is common with all your chiefs now. That's how we rule. We don't know how we do it, but we do it. Anyway, I just want to talk to Chief Frank. Okay. The man was just using sarcasm. Maybe the man should call in again to now clarify what he is trying to say. You get? But to me, he was being sarcastic. And I saw it with the way he was talking. And it seems as if a lot of some Nigerians don't know when someone is using... Is it?
We are too serious in this part of the world.
Yes. They don't know when someone is being sarcastic. At least when we were talking about good road, bad road, you get. But maybe this man took it to the next level. So some of them were confused. So we should call in again. You get to
absolutely
to clarify himself.
Thank you, Jesse Lokoya. Hello.
Hello, Ada.
Hello.
Happiness calling back.
Welcome back, Happiness.
Thank you. Please, I want to talk to Mr. Frank. He should not take it personal. It was Anne that called the other time that said we should open our spiritual eyes. The man was just trying to tease Anne. He should not take it serious.
Okay. Thank you.
Please, Frank should not be angry.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling back, Happiness. Iman Ruwa from Ikorodu, this government is... This government is a fake government. Selfish and very wicked. Wow. Okay, he has sent more, but just to be safe. But we got your text, my dear. Hello, Radio Girlfriend. Believe me, they are not going to increase anything, as doing so will be a political blunder in election year. But will surely increase if this party gets re-elected into office. Anyway, I urge all youths to get your PVCs and be ready to vote and stand up for their right to good governance. Ubioma, Florida, USA. Okay. Kenny from Ijegun. Okay, Kenny, we've taken your text already. Good evening, Ada and Freeze. What exactly is the plan of the so-called leaders planted in this country? I still don't understand. Maybe we need a Google map to get to a better nation, because there is a spell on this nation of which they are aware of. Patrick from Akute. Can you see the whole country is under a spell? Hello, my name is Daniel. I really like your radio station. I normally feel the vibe, okay? 100%. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Good evening, Ada and Daddy Freeze. I've now come to the conclusion that our leaders are enemies of the people. Val from Aguda. Oh, wow. Happy evening, Ada and Daddy Freeze. I am very sure if politicians are listening to us right now, obviously, they will know we still don't know exactly what we want. We are busy attacking ourselves about sarcasms instead of making up our minds to discuss way out. Timothy from Ikorodu. Okay. Hello?
Frank.
bank, that is sarcasm. Okay, Frank, it's Koboko, that is sarcasm. That is sarcasm.
Come, Rich.
Hello?
Welcome back, Mr. Frank.
Apologies to that man because now I understand. Okay. But when somebody... Well, these people are not happy.
I get.
People are not smiling at her. Did you know that that time the Koboko said that the wife went to buy 1,200? This voice, because I don't know, for over 10 to 15 years now, I'm not a fan of yam.
Oh.
I don't like yam at all.
Okay.
I don't need, for over 10 to 15 years, I've not eaten yam. So yesterday, the thing ugly. I went to buy this yam. Why? Yeah, they say 1,800. The guy said 2,002 first. I said, it's yam I want to buy.
Was the tuber that big?
The big one.
Okay.
He said 2,200. I said, for the wheelbarrow, I mean for one. He said, one. So, I was looking at my... But when I knew him, it was like 400, 200,
really?
You know, 500.
Those wow, that's a long time.
I'm not a fan of fear. If you cook yam, I say you will not give me, no problem. And he said, 1,008 last. Do you know out of shame? Because people were there. I said, 1,005. He said, no, Gaskia 1-8. I don't even know when I left there. So, when Koboko said, she will say, if not for what did I mean, I said, there is one for it. Yeah. So, I don't know. The thing was spelling me one side. I said, I will not laugh this week. I don't know why.
You have to laugh. You have to be happy. I mean, that's a good thing about life and dangerous.
So,
we fight, we laugh, one, we set two, up,
yeah,
we
one
cry, do everything.
Hi, Jesus Christ. Apologies to them. I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Please.
You were just so hard on him, but it's okay. Thanks for calling back, Mr. Frank. I mean, he was just being sarcastic. I remember vividly when the lady called. It was a lady that made that call that day. She called and she was so serious. She said we should all open our spiritual eyes to see what this government is doing. I mean, that we are so carnal-minded. That's why we are not seeing the good things that the government is doing. So, okay. It was a back-and-forth conversation that day, I remember. But she wasn't joking. She meant it and she went all spiritual. Started quoting scriptural verses and all that. But, so, this guy was just trying to remind us of that. Like, hey... Okay, let's talk about what some people are saying about this government. I mean, some people are not even ready to wake up and say the right things and act accordingly. They just think everything in Nigeria is spiritual. And it's so sad, if you ask me. Okay, more calls, 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening, my dear. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Obaya the police, my name is Femejibo.
Okay.
Let me just go back to memory lane. In 1983, when Chief Obafemi Awolowo was campaigning from here at Campo Square, so there was so much corruption in that Shagari regime. So in one of his campaign statements, he told people that gathered there that they should buy these 20 leaves in textbook and start writing 1 million. That they should just write figures 1 million. That it will not contain 1 million written in figures. To just compare the humongous amount of money that we have been embezzled at Shagari government. I'm just making this allusion to the corruption that is going on in this very government. Nigeria should not forget in a hurry that right here in Nigeria that we have a certain quantity of crude that we're supposed to refine locally that Nigerians will use and buy at a subsidized rate. The government of Nigeria, both past and present, will export this crude and bring it back refined, diesel, kerosene. We are not good. Nigerians will not benefit any dime. Instead, they keep on increasing. This corrupt regime, this man that has been doing evil in Nigeria right from 1983, that he outstayed the Shagari government because of corruption and came back with the mayor of Muria and whatever he did in that government before he was ousted. If how many times has he increased fuel now that he debarred Jonathan from increasing in 2012? Together with everybody in Nigeria, now he wants to increase fuel pump price. I don't care, but God is going to at least save me and my family. But this government, if this government, this APC government continues next year, Nigeria will be in a hellish situation, and God will forbid it. And this government will not continue. In the name of Jesus Christ, they will continue. Thank you very much.
Wow. Hello?
Hello, good evening, Ada.
Yes, good evening.
Thank you for picking my call.
You're welcome.
I want to... my apology to Mr. Frank and others who did not understand me. But thank you for your effort. I did not mean what I said, Mr. Frank. Please. No, I'm not happy what is happening in this country.
He has apologized. Now he gets rejected.
Yes, I'm not happy about what is happening in this country. So I want you to get it in mind that I did not mean it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Ada, bless you. Good evening.
Good evening.
And that is first, good evening. Do you know I'm Godwin calling from Loshoro Lafwe?
Okay.
The fact is this. The Bible made it clear that where the wicked are on the throne, what next comes? If sovereign poverty, hunger on the land, and the cry of the ordinary will not be taken and heard by the so-called the ruler on the throne. So bringing it home to our practical Nigeria today, is there anything different? APC government is a very, very nice government, especially under this rulership of President Buhari and co. APC government is the best government so far Nigeria has ever had.
Sorry, hold on dear. What's your name again?
Godwin.
Okay,
calling
Godwin
from Loshoro Lafwe.
Okay.
Yes. APC government is the best government Nigeria ever had. The government where the parliamentarian, the Senate and Assembly member, is the highest paid in the whole world. The government where they will say there is no money, they will go and buy SUV for the senators and the House of Assembly, and yet the ordinary people are crying every day. And when they say there is no money, that will not prevent them. It's a very nice government. A government whereby their workers are not paid. Like my head, Kogi State, the governor, Bello, the people that are working there, 10%, 50% every month it pays. Workers will work 35 years. At the end of 35 years, their gratuity is not being paid. They are only being given a little out of the pension. And such a person is now talking of coming to become a president under APC. It's a very good government. A government where the dollar has risen from 100 to going to 500 to 600 naira under the same government. It's a very nice government. A government where the life of ordinary people means little or nothing to them. And even if they are dying, it's a very nice government. A nice government indeed. Whereby their motive, their objective, their good intentions is to see the ordinary people dying every day.
Okay, without any worry. Can you summarize so that we take all the calls? I mean, you've been on for 3 minutes.
It's a government. Mm. So please, APC government is a very nice government, and they should continue to rule this country to the end of the time.
Wow.
Well done.
Thank you very much for calling. I really do appreciate the call. Studio line once again is 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good evening.
Hello?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Roland Bobza.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lagos.
Where in Lagos?
Agege.
Agege. Go ahead, sir.
Please, I want to refer to one caller was making some useless statements
about
mentioning
what?
Northerners.
Oh no, we corrected that. Yeah.
Listen.
No. We're not gonna let this fly because we don't.
Okay, I will not.
Exactly. We don't even want you to comment on it. Dadifis and I, we trashed that out. We don't want you to comment on it so that more people will not call, and then it will now seem like
problems.
I am sorry. I'm not going to let you comment on that because we handled it, okay? You either comment on the topic or you call some other time. Thank you. All right. Hello. Yes, good evening.
This is George calling from Ogun State.
Welcome, George.
Yeah. Please, before I go on, I want to say this. There are two groups of people in this world. Good people and bad people.
Absolutely.
There is no tribe that is 100% good in governance. If not, their region, if it were so, their region would be the best in the world. Now, coming to the topic.
Mm.
Fuel price hike.
Mm. Yeah.
It is so because we are consumers. It is so because We take something from the ground,
okay,
rather than harness it to provide for what we need. We decide to send it out and then import it back.
Hmm.
How can a man with a cassava farm go to buy garri from the market?
Okay.
You sell cassava and you go and buy garri. So that is why it is going to be that way. It's unfortunate it is happening. It is very, very unfortunate it is happening. But it is the country that we live in today.
Okay.
The only good thing about it, I believe there is something good about it. And the good thing about it is we will begin to think about other means of energy. This fuel, what the fossil fuel, should have long gone. But since we are buying it at a very cheap price, we are thinking around it. We are going everything petrol, kerosene. We are now going to harness other forms of energy. We will now put on our thinking caps and think like human beings.
Hmm.
Enough of us. God is the one that put this fossil fuel in the ground. What have we humans thought with our head is to pray. Oh, Jesus name. Hala, blah, 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 blah. What is it?
Prayer is key, don't you think so?
What is it? It is now that your child, you are taking to Sunday school. Please take him to go and learn how to harness energy, other forms of energy, in order to create this. Because it is no longer, prayer.
Sorry, hold on. Daddy Fritz, what did you say?
I said what he's saying is making a lot of sense.
Absolutely.
Prayer is good. Prayer has its place. Yes, we know. But it is time we begin to think. We need to think. Our educational system does not teach us how to think. Mm. We only memorize. We don't think. Let them keep increasing the price of fuel. Let us buy it at 1,000 naira per liter. Maybe we will begin to think at that point.
Hmm.
We will go to open Ajakuta, bring out steel, go to Greece, bring out different, start harnessing other forms of energy. The way God put fossil fuel in the ground, that's how he put other forms of energy too. And we are looking at only fossil fuel. It's a blessing in disguise to me. Anybody can call and trash talk me, but if you go back and sit down and try to assimilate what I've said now, you will know that necessity gives rise to invention. They want to make fuel a necessity. So they want to make it, we ourselves made it a necessity, and they are now giving, taking us to the extreme. We have to now create other forms of energy. We have to, that is the only way we have to supply, maybe survive. Maybe when we start running electric trains,
okay,
electric cars, we start investing in things, people start coming out with other ideas.
Hold on, let me put this to you. Can you hear me?
Then we will see who will buy their fuel.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, you are sounding this way. By the way, I actually love your spirit. Yeah. I love the fact that you're very optimistic about the positivity, about the Nigeria being better. But don't you think that some Nigerians are actually very cool with suffering and smiling? Who would have ever thought that fuel, the price of fuel, would get to this particular amount? Now, what's giving you the assurance that someday Nigerians will rise up to speak against this if there are cool with the current price? I mean, no one is complaining, oh, they've increased the price, let them do whatever they want to do, we shall survive. I mean, that's the mentality of 80% of Nigerians. So when do you actually think Nigerians will gather the balls to talk to these people?
Ada?
Yeah.
Ada? Are you going to fight them?
I mean, we're not to fight our leaders, I know, but for how long are we going to endure this?
What reaction do you want to carry out?
That's why we have the topic for us to rub minds together.
We have to look for other means of survival.
What are the means?
The other is to tap other sources of energy. We have engineers. I want to appeal to Nigerian Universities Commission to give a directive to universities, not to give any professor any more in engineering. We don't deserve any professor in engineering in this country. For how long are we having professors in electrical engineering, mechanical engineering, and there's no power supply? Buildings are falling down. No infrastructure. What are we having professors in those fields for? Okay. Professors to come and read those in the classroom. Our educational system does not teach us how to think. We need to start thinking. Don't go and read there 2 times 1, 2 times 2, 4, who discovered the Vanaja. That is not education. Our educational system should begin. If your child is just reciting for you at home, your child is not going to school yet.
I feel you. I can't even deny you're making a whole lot of sense.
Yes, your educational system should teach children how to reason, adults how to think. Okay. We need to learn how to think.
All right.
Out of the box.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, dear. He made a whole lot of sense, actually. Okay, more calls. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening.
That is good evening, sir.
What's your name, dear?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your name, sir?
Oh, please, they heard the answer, you...
Daddy, good evening, sir. And I'm home in front.
Hi, Mr. Chris.
Thank
Welcome.
You.
How are you?
I'm happy with what is happening.
You are?
I'm really, really happy. Let them make the fuel 1,000, 2,000.
Sorry, Mr. Chris, please hold on. Yes, Daddy Chris, you said something.
Is he happy with what's going on in Nigeria? Because I'm afraid.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Daddy Chris, let me explain myself.
Please do.
Okay.
The sadness I have is the killing and the destruction going on. Kidnapping, killing. I'm not happy about that. You know why I say I'm happy? When this set of people were coming in, I said it. You remember Dan Foster? The late Dan Foster?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Gentle.
He asked me, Chris, what do you have against this? I said, I don't have anything against it. He cannot. Look at the set of people that foot the bill of this set of people who are ruling us. 2 years down the line, I call this radio station and say, Chief Kodre, this is not what this guy promised. So, how come Nigerians are taking side with this set of people? When I talk, they say, oh, what thing? Is it Buhari that killed your wife? Is it APC that killed your wife? We never get it this bad. Where some set of people go to Ojota to protest? Where are those set of people today? Almost 7 years. These guys are almost planning to leave or to come back again. I hear the man who is complaining. Even with collapse, he will not collapse on one person alone. He will not collapse on me alone. The late Odumegwu Ojukwu, when the interview, he said, look, he always liked to use this word, if I was saying it then. 2 years. This is not what this guy promised.
Mm.
Oh, 3 months, we'll flush out Boko Haram. My brother, Ibe Kachuku, where is Ibe Kachuku today? He blew all the grammar. Oh, Fuwa will come back to 149 or what? I said, no, this guy is lying to you guys. Nobody believe me. Today, we all are suffering it. The other day, they deny the Senate president. Oh, nobody tell the Minister of Petroleum State to say they won't increase Fuwa. And I've been saying, no, because election is coming. That's why they are denying. Is it that they don't know what to do? Somebody like Ibe Kachuku, with all the grammar, all the Cambridge way in go, you spend almost 6 months, you couldn't do anything. The man who promised I would build 4 refineries, they were clapping for him. I'm from Niger Delta. Daddy, please go to my locality, Ndokwa East. The biggest gas plant in West Africa is in my local government. We don't have light. My people are suffering. No road. When you talk, they will say, Izzy Buhari will come and do it for you. So people are clapping for them. Mm-hmm. I said it. This fight we are taking with these people, it will tell on everybody, and it's happening today.
Okay.
Daddy, please, thank you. And I'm Mommy Frank.
Yes, Mr. Chris,
thank you
very much,
sister,
for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, more calls. Hello. Yes, good evening. What's your name?
This is Joseph.
Joseph from where?
From Chevron Drive.
Okay, welcome.
Daddy Freeze, good evening. Is he hearing me?
Yes.
Daddy Freeze hearing me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, sir.
All right. I want to give a shout out to Daddy Freeze. It's been long I spoke to him, spoke with him like this.
Okay.
Ada,
mm-hmm.
Though I did not join from the beginning, but I heard what the caller before this last caller said. Concerning about our education system.
Mm.
Honestly speaking,
that man
made a lot of sense.
We're actually talking about what the former head of state, General Abdusalami Abubakar, said. Yeah, he's warning against an increase in fuel price. So we're asking you of your take. What do you think about that?
They want to increase the fuel again.
Mm. Do we deserve it?
We are in this country, me and you, we are in this country where they brought the English that I've never heard from anywhere before that they call subsidy. Is it the subsidy that said that they should increase the fuel to $1,000 per liter now?
Hmm.
Eh, Ada?
My dear.
Because I don't understand.
And by the way, it's not $1,000. There is no fixed price.
Just that
it's something we should talk about.
Enough.
He's warning against it. That's to say, probably they had a conversation about that.
Ada, are you hearing me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
At this government, are they doing us good, or they are killing us, or they have succeeded in killing us? Finish.
Tell me.
Yeah?
Tell me. I don't know.
My dear, now only God knows where road day where we go follow now. 2023 is already on us. And talking about our education system, my dear, sometimes when I look back at our educational system in this country, I think what some set of people used to say that is a scam. I'm hearing sometimes ago that they said they wanted to scrap the, what's it called, was UMU and the jam of a thing. It's only in Nigeria that you finish secondary school, you do jam. Please, I don't know, maybe other West African countries, if they are also taking jam before they go into, or you sit for your, you have to clear your 5 papers. Please, I need you to tell me something on that.
Okay.
Ada?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
So it's only in Nigeria that you finish your primary school, you finish your secondary school, then you sit, you write jam. If jam did not jam you, you have to jam, hit the jam. After that, you go and face another pursue MU and other things. Where are we going in this country, my brother, my sister? Where are we going? If you continue, they will meet the result at the end of the day. I rest my case.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
My name is Mrs. Sue.
After this call, I want to change the topic.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to talk about this topic. You go ahead.
Okay.
The caller said that we should go back to drawing board. I think the man does not make a lot of sense. You know, in China, some time ago when China was down, they brought everybody back, all the students start producing, if you understand. And in a country where there is no production, there is no feedback. This country has lacked a lot of things. Our youth now smokes in every day. Go and look, go out there, see what is happening to a lot of youth out there. They will wake up in the morning and start smoking till afternoon. They are all useless now. And the government is not doing anything about that. The more the children grows up and you don't have anything as a father or as a mother to put them through, it becomes a problem to their life. And the government does not have any backup to all this nonsense that is going on. How can the country grow without the youth? So, Ada, problem about this country, we just have to go down to drawing board, get ourselves together, and do the necessity. That is it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Having just 16 more minutes left before 12, Daddy Freeze, do you think we can talk about something else?
Yes, 16 minutes is a long time. First of all, rounding off, what is your take on what everybody else has said?
Like I said before, I don't think at this point, Nigeria, we need any sort of, how do I put it, additional stress. Additional suffering. Yeah, let me put it that way. I mean, we are broke as a country. How many persons in Nigeria have 500,000 naira in their account?
2%.
Exactly. 2% of our population. And then this is a country where you want to increase fuel. How do people survive? I'm not even
tight, and they are tied to work for them, even if they increase fuel.
We're not talking about tight right now. Think of the market women. Think of people. Think of products. How are people going to eat? Forgetting that transportation is something that 90% of whatever we do dwells on. I worry for Nigeria. I do. And sometimes I think they don't think of it, of its people. They just sit down, decide on whatever, and then pass it upon us. So I think.
Well, first of all, let me ask you, do you think Nigeria has money as a country?
Of course we don't now.
It's obvious now that we're a broke country.
Do you know how long it's going to take us to clear our debt?
No, nobody's paying it. We're not paying any debt back. That was our bride price.
I don't understand. So they are buying Nigeria off?
No, they've married us to China. China is our husband. China don't pay Nigeria bride price now. Why are you arguing? Why are people making an issue out of it?
We have to clear that before we now say, oh, as a country, this is how much we have. We're still in debt. How then do we now say we are rich or we don't have anything? People are practically feeding from from hand to mouth.
Plan of living. What is our plan in this world?
Sadly, it's not seeming like we are planning at all. I think Nigeria as a country, we just take every day as it comes. Because there is no strategic plan for 5 years from now. We don't have long-term goals. It's so heartbreaking.
We have goals, except one scored by the Eagles. Do we have any type of goals?
This is actually not funny.
It's not meant to be funny. It's meant to be our reality. Anytime you see a Chinese man, I just say, ah, Oko me.
Oko what? I am not married to no Chinese.
No, but your country is.
That's my country, not me.
You paid your country's bride price.
And it's so certain that we're still borrowing.
So because our bride has to be sure.
So when are we going to start thinking of clearing this debt? Like, what business idea do we have to generate revenue to now start clearing this? Like, I worry that it freeze. It's like I'm the only one being concerned about how much debt we're into. Maybe you're not.
What's my business with Nigeria's debt? Me, I've told you.
You have children, Daddy Freeze. If care is not taken, we will spend the next 30 years clearing this debt. Yeah.
Are you serious?
I mean, where is the miracle going to come from? Where? What are we producing? Vaccine? What? Oil? Like, what exactly do we have? Or are we not going to generate money from the rice pyramid?
Anyway, Ada, I'm hoping we're going to have a bit of time because there's some stuff I wanted to talk about.
Just 11 minutes.
Yes, we have 11 minutes. And in 11 minutes, I can actually talk about a lot. What I want to ask is Nnamdi Kanu, is he part of IPOB or is he not part of IPOB? Because I am not understanding. Maybe somebody can understand me by explaining the understanding to me. I was reading the newspaper today, and the newspaper made it abundantly clear that according to the government council, federal government council, he said the lead counsel in Nigeria's government in the Nnamdi Kanu case has given an update after on their court outing yesterday. Addressing newsmen after their time in court, Magaji alleged that they were ambushed by a bail application by Kanu's lawyers. He added that one interesting fact in the case is that Kanu is accused of being an indigenous people of Biafra IPOB member, but he vehemently denied being a member of the proscribed group. The lawyer appealed to Nigerians to see them through as they prove the charges against Kanu. I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah.
I wanted to play it so you can hear it. I don't know if you could play it on the radio. Can I forward it to you?
Okay.
So the question now is Nnamdi Kanu a member of IPOB or is he not a member of IPOB? Because everything is now scattering in my eye. Now, on Nnamdi Kanu's side, according to Nnamdi Kanu's lawyer, Ifeanyi Ejiofor, he countered the claim of his client denying being a member of IPOB, reacting to the claim made by the federal government's lawyer, Labaran Magaji. Ejiofor described as a deliberate misrepresentation and falsehood and wrong narratives being perpetrated by some mischief makers, which have gained prominence on social media. In the statement titled Onyendu Mazi Nnamdi Kanu never denied being the leader of IPOB, let alone let the record be set straight, the IPOB leader's lawyers stated that it is only laughable that the federal government of Nigeria, in their desperate but futile attempt to give a dog a bad name in order to hang it, brought a charge bordering on the status of IPOB. So, guys, what do you think? Let's discuss this. What is your take?
Should I supply the audio?
Yes, play the audio, just like a few seconds of it.
We are fully ready. And one thing that is very interesting that Nigerians should be looking out for is the fact that one of the accounts suggesting that
the defendant Nnamdi Kanu is a member of IPOB, and he vehemently denied being a member of IPOB. That is very curious, and we urge Nigerians to...
All right, that's okay. So, I don't know, federal government now, share now this 1 billion where they say make una pay Nnamdi Kanu, una ain't strong una like this. Because I don't understand. And they say federal government, they owe, or Nigerian government generally, they owe 150 billion in judgment where they're supposed to don't pay. Abi, Ada, we talked about this in our meeting today.
Yeah.
So, what's the way forward? You know? I'm really worried about the state of Nigeria today. Like I said yesterday, it's just looking every day more and more to me like China has paid the bride price of Nigeria. And one day China will come and carry their bride. So Ada, and if you're walking down the street and you see a Chinese man just kneel down and say, oko mi, olowori mi, China olowori Nigeria.
Okay, Daddy, please check your WhatsApp.
WhatsApp. I can't check WhatsApp. Send DM. I'm using the WhatsApp phone.
Okay.
Send DM.
All right.
So, guys, this is a very serious. And then Abdul Salami Abubakar earlier on said that they should be careful not to increase fuel prices. So I'm like, do they want to increase fuel prices? Me, I don't like, let me tell you, with that fuel crisis, I think it was about 10 years ago. No, yeah, exactly 10 years ago in 2012. I traveled out of the country and I had my green Range Rover then. The green Range Rover was on like quarter tank. And Ada?
Yeah?
I don't think there's anything wrong in it. It's okay.
Okay.
It's a man, it's brought to the public. What was our business? They brought it to the public. Lawyer talk, it's not talk. If they kept it, you can't bring something to us and say we should not discuss. You understand?
Okay.
I have your fears exactly. So like I was saying, you know, Nigeria knows how to spring surprises on someone. I had my green Camry. I still have the green Camry, by the way. And I had my green Range Rover. I thought you had not met me when I was using one. I used to have one green Range Rover.
Okay.
Before my cars were green. You know, like the color of that, my Camry, that my Toyota. So that's how I wanted to travel abroad. I've been hustling up and down. I was using the two cars. That's how the two of them had quarter tank. I now traveled abroad, only for me to come back a week later and everywhere was on lockdown with fuel scarcity.
Oh, wow.
I almost refunded money for work that I had collected before I traveled. It was ridiculous. So since then, half tank is my empty. Once my car don't reach half tank, I'm filling my tank. Any day I go out, on my way home, I fill my tank. I don't know why. It's just maybe I'm too paranoid. As I'm driving out of my house like this, once I finish with whatever it is I'm doing, on my way home, I will buy fuel. Sometimes I buy fuel 500 naira. 800. The last fuel I bought in my car was 900 naira. I just dashed them. I gave them 1k, let them go and share the 100 naira. Let's not be like somebody selfish. So, I know what it is like to live in Nigeria in fuel scarcity. Who remembers the Abacha time when there was smelling fuel? Who remembers the smelling fuel of Abacha time? One very bad fuel that used to smell. Who remembers that time? Ada, do you remember it? Don't just bother. Don't just say anything. Who remembers remembers Abacha time, there was smelling fuel.
Really, Daddy Freeze?
Yes. I'm talking about... Somebody here says, remember, damage my injection. Man, most people, I'm online now, also looking. I'm sure people like Comrade will remember. Ah, that's well. You go enter inside bus, everywhere go just the smell, very bad fuel, and they pumped it around the whole country. As in very, it lasted for about a year. Not early 90s, late 90s. It just smelled horrible. It didn't even smell like fuel. I can't remember what it smelled like, but I know it was so bad. Not 93, 94. Most car injectors were damaged. Not 93, 94. I'm talking of more like 90. No, not even. I'm talking about like 98, 99. It can't be 95. Because the girl I was dating then, I remember being in a bus on my way to her house. And I was not dating her. I started dating her later than that. Someone said 2000, either 99.
Chris from Accra is saying 97.
No, not 97. Not 97. It's 98. 97 or late 97, early 98. No, it's 98. Or very late 97 at best. How old were you in 1997, Ada?
Oh, wow. Really, Daddy Freeze?
Talk now. Someone said it's 98. Yes, I remember clearly it's 98. Late 97, early 98, probably. And the fuel scarcity then was so bad. As in, guys that had AC in their car would go and disconnect the AC. Nobody was even driving with AC again. Ada?
What? Daddy Freeze, please.
I am reading that thing out.
What?
I'm sending my account.
That
thing was not...
Eh?
In support of that channel.
I did not say anything, no.
Hey, that Jesse fire. Who remembers the Jesse fire? Where a pipeline, I don't know if it was a pipeline exploded, like 3,000 people just roast. Ah, man, the 90s were a messed up time. This time, let me ask guys, do you know why I brought this up? Because I want to ask. This 2022, where everything's strong, and the 1990s, which was worse? Guys, be honest, which was worse? Someone said 4,000 people, as in you just see people roasted down, as in it was so bad. And that Jesse fire burned for days. There was the Ijaw, the Tsekiri crisis, there was the Ife Modakeke crisis. Someone said now is worse. I don't think now is worse. So is now really worse? Someone said the 1990s, they worse. Let's discuss 1990s or now, which is worse? Someone said 2022. Ada, what do you think?
I am going to be very honest. Then I was pretty young. I mean, clueless of what was happening economy-wise and everything. So maybe I wouldn't really know because my parents were responsible for practically everything about me. So it's going to be hard for me to tell if the country was worse or better than now. But I think now that
when
I'm experiencing it...
fuel supply, this is better. You don't know what it was like then. I grew up in the 90s. I was in the university in the 90s.
Okay.
I gained admission into the University of Ibadan in 1995. So in 1997, 98, I was in my second or my third year when there was that smelling fuel. Baba, you and Danfo driver will be paddy. No how. Let me tell you, I learned how to drive Danfo in that fuel crisis. There'll be fuel queues from Lekki Phase 1 to Ikoyi. As in Lekki Phase 1, all the way down to VI, up the bridge, all the way down to Southern Sun in Ikoyi. Imagine that distance from Lekki Phase 1 to Southern Sun. And you'd be on that queue for 7 days and you still not get fuel. Those days, my mom was friends with all the petrol station owners. Petrol station owner and a big boy that year. Then, the worst thing again was, as in, I remember those days, you'd be in a queue like 8 hours. Then you now be taking turns to go and eat. So the downfall in front of you, the downfall behind you, you'll give them your key. You'll quickly go chop or you'll go use toilet, come back. So if the queue move, they go move your motor. Then them to go, leave their key with you. So if the queue move, you go move down for. It was rough. A little bit of it spilled into the early 2000s. That is why, let me tell you how bad this was, because I'm a paranoid person. My first car was a Peugeot 405. One of the reasons why I chose a 405 over Toyota's was the size of the fuel tank. It had a 90 liter fuel tank. So I'm like, if I fill 90 liters before this fuel will finish, I for don't waka well. People, they sleep overnight for queue. You may talk of person they sleep 1 week, leave in motor, go bath, come back, and continue the queuing. Then the worst one, there was one. I was in the fuel queue for 2 days. I finally got to the pump. Then the car that was at the pump, as I was just thanking God that it's my turn, the fuel finished. you go cry, you go cry. I literally burst into tears. Then the worst one was one day I finally was able to buy this fuel.
Okay.
I was now going home. They now caught one witch and they wanted to burn the witch. They now said,
and you give well, daddy,
12 days to buy. You want to use it to burn witch? Me, I was like, leave this witch. Any blood, which one drink, make she drink, make she not just touch this fuel. The blood is cheaper than fuel. Let's not take blood. I want to fight me. They say, lie, lie. I turn off. I say, lie, lie. She keep me wings. I mean, she will drink blood. May she take my blood. This way, may she not put near land. So, what am I trying to say? I'm a 90s kid. Many of you who shout, oh, Nigeria is bad, Nigeria. You've not seen the 90s. I'm not in any way going to undermine the suffering that people are going through now. I'm not going to in any way say that. I'm not in any way going to say that this time is, but man, the 90s, nah. Thomas said, no matter what happened then, it is worse now. You did not live then. Many of you are children. Many of you were not even born. Many of you were not even born. You are saying now is worse than what you did not know. So, Ada, that's as far as I want to
thank
do.
Thank you very much. You've taken 7 minutes of my time.
I'm sorry. Do you remember this?
What?
This, Jesse Fires.
Oh, yeah. I sent you the link, Abby.
Yes. You should have seen the pictures because we saw the gruesome pictures. I didn't grow up in the 90s. I was a grown man in the university. I turned 21 in 1997. Just so you understand how old I was. a 21-year-old man, old enough to go to jail for a crime, old enough to get married, old enough to vote, old enough to own a business, old enough to stand for myself. I was 21 in the 90s. I was not a baby. I was working. I was in school. Someone said standard of living then can be... Standard of living was poor.
Really?
Yes.
But some of the people that I talked to that were actually adults at that time, they said it was way better. And the currency, Naira, had value, more value as compared to now. And life was easier.
Let me tell you, it's like now, one Naira is $570. What $570 could buy now is the same. That Naira then was... Do you know what my salary was in BCOS? 1,500 Naira a month.
But you could do a lot with that amount.
I could
yeah.
not do anything. Let's stop lying to ourselves. I couldn't do shit. Now, there are kidnappings and Boko Haram and all that. Yes, that's the difference. That's one thing I'll say is better. But the economy was the same. It was in shambles. And I'll even say now is better because there are opportunities. Then there were no opportunities. You couldn't even travel abroad. OPC. Thank you. That's that year.
Wow.
You don't remember OPC? When OPC was doing vigilante and they were worse than OPC. Someone said then was better. Is a lie. OPC with Frederick Fashion. What was the gentleman's name? Someone said I buy a full loaf of bread for 10 Naira. Yes. To get that 10 Naira at that time, now they follow you talk. How easy was it to get that 10 Naira? Bakassi Boys too, yes. I remember that Bakassi Boys too. Mm-hmm. Existed in the Niger Delta area.
Yeah.
It's worse. It was worse then. Now is a bit... There's a bit more insecurity. But even then... You see, I don't know how you people are judging this thing. Can we just stop being forgetful Nigerians? We too, they forget.
Okay, Daddy Freeze, I think we have to let you go to continue on Instagram. Let's end on the radio.
All right.
Okay, Daddy Freeze, thank you very much.
Take care.
All right, you too. Good night. Okay, do you want to follow him on Instagram? He's at Daddy Freeze, Daddy Freeze. And I am at Adablezy, Adablezy. Thank you very much for being part of the show.